Welcome into another week of the Conservation Report here on KJAN. Chris Parks being joined, as always, by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly. I want to thank the folks at McCunn Specialty Firearms for bringing you the Conservation Report here for another week. Good morning to you, Grant.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, we're getting into now what's close to the official start of the fall season and starting to see things change a little bit out there. I know, you know, some of the plants that maybe were real vibrant in bloom are starting to look a little duller, and we're starting to get the temperature change a little bit, of course, especially overnight, and starting to see some other things starting to make their way through as well, as it's kind of that migration time of year. So we're feeling the seasons change now.
Yeah, we are. This is my favorite time of year, where we get those nice cool mornings, and then we've kind of have been teased a little bit about some of the summer like temperatures have been coming back and not wanting to leave here recently. But I think after this weekend and in the next week, things are going to be looking much more fall-like on a daily basis. But this is a neat time of the year, especially if you're a bird or not even a bird lover for the most part. But a lot of things are starting to fly south and think about migration this time of the year. So we've kind of already had our teal season here in Iowa, and those are some of our earliest migratory waterfowl species that we see come through the state. But you know, everything is starting to come and head south as far as songbirds are concerned. You know, monarch butterflies are really out in full force right now, and they're headed south. So these cool temperatures have everything kind of, just like we as humans are, we're starting to switch seasons. Well, the wildlife has been in preparation of that for weeks now.
Yeah, certainly. And I know folks get out there and enjoy that. I was speaking with someone the other day at Produce in the Park, Brad Rasmussen, who's got a place down there by Bull Creek, and he said they've been doing some monarch tagging, and he was surprised because it was almost a couple of weeks earlier than he had really seen a lot of them, you know, the year before. But they certainly have been out in force and been kind of steady coming through. We've seen a lot of those.
Yeah, I know Derek County Conservation Board had a little last weekend, and they tagged some monarchs as well. It's kind of a neat thing to get the kids involved in, and the whole you know, reproductive cycle of monarchs is actually pretty fascinating. And you know, just the migration that a small insect with, you know, those paper thin wings, how they can migrate literally thousands and thousands of miles and make it every year is beyond me. And then, you know, what was more important, I think, the more important takeaway from that is, you know, just the habitat losses that we have seen all over the United States and the world, really, because the milkweed plant that is their host plant, you know, between the sprays that we see on fields and just the loss of habitat in general, they really have fewer and fewer places to go. So it kind of reemphasizes how important it is to, you know, do things that benefit wildlife. And when we say wildlife, that doesn't just mean turkeys and deer. That means, you know, everything down to insects. So leaving that little place on your acreage, you know, grow up in milkweed is not a bad thing. It actually benefits a lot of different species.
Yeah, and I know you had a cool experience recently with your family being able to track down some monarchs that were reproducing on milkweed. And it's good to see that when you come across it, because like you said, it's maybe becoming tougher to be able to find those types of situations.
It is, and you know, like that's kind of one thing that we always have our eyes open for when we're out walking, is kind of looking at the common milkweed plant and seeing if you can find any of those monarch caterpillars on there. The eggs are pretty hard to spot, but the caterpillars, when they get a little bit bigger, are pretty easy to spot, and just how much of that plant they can consume in a short amount of time, and you know, the whole process of them going into their chrysalis stage and their emerging as a butterfly and being able to take off in the same day is pretty cool.
Yeah, certainly cool to see that stuff. I know I had an interesting situation last night. We were out sitting on the deck, and I started to see some birds flying around overhead, and I didn't really at first know what the heck I was seeing, and we did some more observation and finally determined that we had a bunch of common nighthawks that were flying around the community. So you never know this time of year what you're going to see out there. So definitely cool to be out there and enjoying it. I know folks are getting amped up as well for some different opportunities here during the fall season. And one of those things we wanted to touch on was coming up next week. You got a chance to kind of get your volunteer shoes on and go help out folks in the state parks. It's kind of a effort statewide next Saturday to go out and help and do some volunteering.
Yeah, definitely. So Saturday, September 24th is kind of the annual volunteer day for Iowa State Parks. And you can visit any of your number of state parks around the areas and maybe talk to the staff that are working there, and I'm sure they have set times when they want to do different things or even projects that they're working on. But it's always good to get people out, and it can be something as simple as helping move stuff around or maybe doing a lake cleanup or any of a number of things are out there and are offered this time of the year. And kind of after a long summer, if you get a few people to get out there and volunteer to help clean up a shoreline or a hiking trail, it kind of really makes the difference going into the fall and winter when that trash or that litter really sticks out after we lose all of our vegetation. So we could sure use a hand with keeping our state parks clean, and hope to see people out there volunteering on that day.
Yeah, and like you said, that's something you can just maybe do, if you're seeing that as you come upon it. Always good to be picking that stuff up. That's something easy you can do. If you want more information, you can go to iowadnr.gov/volunteer, and they've got some information about some of those specific events that are happening on that day. Also, Grant, we're getting closer now into some of the heavy hunting times of year, and those folks are going to be getting those bows tuned up and ready to go out there for archery season here soon.
Yeah, they are. So to back up just a little bit, and some seasons that I definitely don't want to forget to mention is today actually is the opening day for our youth deer season for resident youth here in Iowa, and that runs from September 17th through October 2nd. That will also correspond with the same dates for the disabled hunter season. So if you happen to see maybe some hunters out in the field wearing orange this weekend, don't get alarmed. It is a youth season that is going on, and it'll be going on for several weekends now. With the warm temperatures that we have this weekend, I doubt that too many people will get too excited about it when it's going to be 90 degrees tomorrow. But it looks like next week, or even next weekend, that the weather is going to get a lot more conducive for deer season, and deer are going to start moving around a little bit more. So great season to get the youngsters out there. Hopefully you've been doing some preparation in advance of the season, getting kids out there and getting them accustomed to shooting firearms, knowing what their safe and their effective shooting distance is, identifying targets, and of course, incorporating some safety lessons into those practice sessions as well. But hope to see a lot of youth out there. And then I also wanted to mention that if you haven't already purchased their youth tag, make sure that you do that by the end of the youth season, so that tag is available for any of the remaining seasons, carrying into January of 2023. Those tags will still be available or still be able to be used if they haven't filled those tags during the youth season. So take advantage of that opportunity. And then, again, getting back to our main topic, is that our archery season does open up statewide here in Iowa beginning October 1st. The first set of archery season runs from the 1st of October through the 2nd of December. So you can go to the NAR's website and get kind of the up-to-the-minute or up-to-the-second updates on how many tags are available for those counties that do offer antlerless tags. So if you plan on harvesting a few antlerless deer this year, I definitely would recommend getting to jump on that now and not waiting to the last minute because, for instance, Cass County with 300 antlerless tags, I looked just the other day and we were already down to about 150. So that's something that you'll want to not forget to do and get a jump on. So a lot of information there with deer season just around the corner, and want to wish all of our youth hunters and their mentors good luck this upcoming season, and make sure you're practicing good safety, and hopefully we see some pictures of some lucky youth hunters.
Yeah, hope we see some good success out there. Just something for folks to keep in mind, too, on that note, while they're out, if you do happen to be out scouting here ahead of time, or you're out there in that early youth season and you start to come across some dead deer and are maybe, suspicious it might be a disease involved, the DNR wants to know about that.
Yes, we do, Chris. That's a good reminder, and this is kind of our second consecutive drought-like late summer, early fall conditions that we're experiencing here in southwestern Iowa. Last year I had several phone calls about people that were finding deer in creeks and ponds and rivers. Those were the result of the EHD outbreak that we had going across the state, or especially in states or the parts of the state that were the driest. I kind of expect some of those same issues again this year because of the drought. I already had a couple calls last week, but this is the time of year when we start to see those mortalities show up from EHD, because the deer are kind of concentrated around water sources because it's just so dry and they're thirsty. If you do see any of those, we do like to know about it, and we do keep track of them to kind of help us tell what parts of the state are the hardest hit, and of course that could affect our license sales in the future. So we definitely want to try to get some help from those people who are out doing some scouting or youth hunting or archery hunting in the coming weeks and months.
All right. So some great information. Hope everybody is out enjoying the transition here into the fall season. Grant, we appreciate your time once again.
All right. Thanks for having me, Chris.
All right. That's Grant Jelly, Cassin, Adair County Conservation Officer. We want to thank McCunn Specialty Firearms once again for another week of the Conservation Report.